Your Bibles to the book of Galatians, chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. And I talked a couple weeks ago about the first five verses. Now I want to talk about like the next four, because it's all related. Galatians chapter 1, and I want to begin reading in verse 6. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. It's kind of a come down from the nice greeting you got in the first five verses. I mean, you give this wonderful introduction, starts right in on these Galatians right after it. On some of these Galatians. His introduction was a greeting to the brethren. Greetings were extended to the churches, the ecclesia, the assemblies of Galatia, from Paul and the brethren that were with him. Grace and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And now I've got something else to say to you. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ. Now, I do not think that Paul was referring to himself here. I believe Paul was referring to the Christ that Paul had preached to these people. You are removed from him because you are not hearing about him. I don't think it's an accusation that they have fallen from grace, as people so-called put it. That's not what he's talking about. But he was marveled. It's not an accusation of anyone leaving the grace of Christ. Paul marveled at this because Paul knew these people should know better than to be listening to this. I believe Paul is chastising some of these Galatians about whom they were listening to. Yeah. Yeah. That's what he was talking about. There are some say, oh no, see, they fell away. They don't listen to the gospel. That's not what he says. But he did marvel. Why? They should know better. Yeah. We should know better. What Paul was saying here, I believe, is this. I marvel that you're listening to these guys who are preaching a different gospel. That's one of the definitions of what is translated here, another. Now, another Greek word is used for another in the next verse. Another Greek word is used for another. Anyway. But this first word here means different. The second word means different, but it's in a little bit different phrase. But it's still, it's not another gospel.
Right.
Because he says that, which is not another. They're preaching a different gospel. And that is a bad thing. A definitely bad thing. Now, if you really want to know, get into it, there's no specifics given here. There's no specifics given here at all. He doesn't say what kind of gospel they're preaching or how it's different. And the reason for that is it doesn't matter how it's different. It doesn't matter how it's different. If it is a different gospel, it's not another gospel. It's not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because to hear a different gospel is to hear about a different Lord. And that's the point. That's the problem with a different gospel. Those that preach a different gospel than the Apostle Paul preached are preaching a different Lord. That's the problem. It's not just a problem, that's the problem. Now, we were on vacation last week, and you can drive anywhere, it doesn't really matter where you go. But we go up 92 from White Sulphur up into the, what they call, Earl used to call Sunshine Valley, because it's a nice, pleasant drive. But it's a very rural area once you get outside of White Sulphur Springs. But everywhere you go, there's a church. There's Baptist churches, there's Methodist churches, there's whatever kind of community church you want to have. And we're going by an old Methodist church. And Walter, I remember we talked about this a couple of decades ago, back when they came up with the catchphrase. The Methodists did, a decade or two ago. And their catchphrase was, "Catch the Spirit." And so I'm on vacation. And I talked to Debbie, because she can't escape because we're moving at 50 miles an hour. And I go into my Yakov Smirnoff impression. "In my Bible, Spirit catch you." Catch the Spirit if you can. Go for it. Give it a try. In this book, in Christ's gospel, the Spirit does the catching. They're preaching a different gospel. They all are. And they're different from each other, but it doesn't matter because they're different from this gospel. Which Paul had just given a slight synopsis to in verse 4, which I'll read again. Talking about grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. If you're preaching something different from that, you're not preaching the gospel. I don't know what they were preaching. The Galatians knew. Paul found out about it. He wrote them this letter. I don't know what he was preaching, but I do not believe in coincidence. I think that Paul gave this very brief, very precise description of the gospel here in verse 4 for a reason. And I do know this. Man has not changed. He is constantly, even now to this day, adding something to the gospel or taking something from it. Either way, it's different and it's not the gospel. But if you say the Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for everybody's sins, that's not what Paul wrote. And that's not the gospel. Paul wrote that he gave himself for our sins. And he'd already addressed this to the brethren. And he gave himself for our sins to deliver us from this present evil world. There is a salvation in time, as far as we see it. As far as we're concerned. There are those who preach that they are the elect. And they are elect. They never come to know Christ in this world, but they go to heaven in the end because they were elect. There's nothing wrong with that if that's what this book says. God can do whatever he wants. I don't have a problem with that. But this book says, if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins.
Amen.
Now, if you want to preach something different than that, that's another gospel. He has delivered us from this present evil world. And now we are finding out about this salvation that he purchased with his own blood on the tree at Calvary. It was accomplished. It was finished. Amen. And now the Spirit is applying it. Catch the Spirit. Yeah, right. This sacrifice was completely and totally, and this deliverance from this present evil world was completely and totally according to the will of God. This was God's purpose. God's purpose, Christ's purpose, was to save us from our sins. If you're preaching something different than that, it's another gospel. I mean, if you're preaching Christ died for everybody and he's trying to save everybody, this book never says anything even close to that. And Paul never preached anything close to that. And if Paul did preach something like that, he said, let me be accursed. Paul didn't have any faith in men, much less himself. I know the feeling. If you leave out any of this, any of Christ's work, if you try to add something to Christ's work, you're preaching a different gospel.
Right.
And Paul says, let you be accursed. That's not an idle word he threw out. He said it twice. And he said it twice because he meant to say it twice. Just in case somebody didn't get the point the first time, which is a habit people do have to have, you know. Because if you're preaching a different gospel, what you're preaching is a false gospel.
Yeah, amen.
And I remember, it's just something, is whenever I drive by a church, I wonder what they're preaching in there. I wonder. And usually I don't have good thoughts about it. Because I've been in other churches. I've been in other places. I've watched television. I've listened to the radio. And I'm going to tell you something. The preaching of the gospel of Christ, that his work is efficacious, his work is finished, his salvation has been purchased, his people have been redeemed, is unknown to the vast majority of anybody that's on the airwaves, whatever kind they are, or the internet for that matter. I've been on that too. It's not heard. It's not preached. And Paul was worried about these Galatians because they were listening to it. He said, I marvel about you that you were so soon removed, because it doesn't matter which point you leave out or which point you add in. If it's a different gospel, it's a false gospel. Because the gospel of Jesus Christ never changes. The gospel of Jesus Christ does not evolve. Well, you have to look at things now in our modern context. No, I don't. No, I don't. Debbie was watching a program last night about, what was it, string theory? Okay. They got to the end. And it said, basically, you know, there's this big mass that went boom, you know. Well, it couldn't be God that did it because there was no time then. I'm not sure where the world this logic comes from. Because if there's this big mass of something that's there and then it's not there, time would actually have to elapse from the time that it was there to the time that it wasn't, and it went boom. But anyhow, what makes you think that God didn't invent time? That was his big argument. Yeah, that's what I tell people. God couldn't be there because God didn't, you know, time wasn't even around. Time didn't exist at that time. Say that. Time didn't exist at that time. Before anything was, I am.
Yeah.
I you know, science falsely so called, knowledge falsely so called, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the work of Jesus Christ is not to be modernized, it is to be proclaimed. Yeah. We've got a lot of people wanting to modernize a lot of things, and we have. I like air conditioning. I like indoor plumbing. I like my car because I can get up here to see you people. We can gather together. We've got electric lights. We've got this. But the gospel is supposed to be, actually it is the same. The gospel is the same. Because if it's not the same, it's different. And if it's different, you're to be accursed. And this goes whether we preach it or an angel from heaven. Sorry, Joseph Smith. The Apostle Paul predates you. And the gospel he preached is different. Now, Christ gave himself for the sins of his people. Christ did this in order to deliver his people. Christ did deliver his people, and this was done according to the will of God the Father. Amen. Now, the nice thing about this, where Paul was writing this letter to the Galatians, this anathema, which is the word used, accursed, this accursed is not pronounced on the people. This anathema was to those who preach. Paul was speaking of and to the messengers here. And messengers are supposed to be sowers of the gospel. And the sowers are to sow only good seed. A different seed is not a good seed. The seed is the word of God. A different seed, a different gospel, is not the word of God. These men, whoever they were, whatever they were preaching a different so-called good news, which is not any good news at all. And the anathema was on these preachers. The proclaimers of this different gospel. Now he marveled that the Galatians listened to him. Because if you've done this, you know what I'm talking about. And I know Walter has because we've talked about it. You can turn on the television sometimes in the morning or whenever and you can hear some things. But there comes a point where I've got to turn that thing off. I've had enough, Walter. There's a time. I mean, there's a time. And sometimes I can listen to more of it. Sometimes I can listen to less of it. But I'm not listening to it. If I didn't have this place to come here to, if I didn't have this place to come to hear Walter preach, I'd stay at home. Because there is now on the internet, Paul found this out. There is some gospel out there that you can find. Mm-hmm. Now, before, we just had cable television, and before that, when you didn't have cable television, excuse me here, all you had was whatever was happened to be on the air. And I can't take it. It's a personal thing. I can't take it. Evidently, these Galatians could take it a little bit more than I could. Maybe they had nowhere else to go. Paul said, I marvel at you, but you preachers, you be accursed.
Yeah.
Whether it's me, he even threw himself in there. Though we, if I start preaching another gospel, let me be accursed. That's some scary words. If Paul's worried about it, enough to mention it. I don't think he ever did. And by God's grace, he never did. And I hopefully never will. But it's possible. And it's scary. He says this twice. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And the word is anathema. Cursed from God. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. It says it twice. Why? There's a word in here that he used after he says, which is not another, preaching another gospel, a different gospel. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. That's what it is. Perverting the gospel of Christ. Taking away from his work or trying to add to his work is a perversion of the gospel. They corrupt the gospel of Christ. And they are to be accursed. Actually, they are accursed. They are accursed because they trouble you by preaching anything other than the gospel of Jesus Christ. Walter, there's a reason we are sometimes called polemic. Argumentative. We are. Somebody used that, mentioned that to Earl. Not necessarily, I think, as an accusation, but Earl kind of took it to heart that, you know, he didn't like being called argumentative. He had to explain to me what polemic meant. He did. And since he told me that, I haven't forgotten that. There's a couple of things I won't forget. Hermeneutics. And polemic. The Apostle Paul was being rather polemic right here. You preach a different gospel, you're accursed. That's not little Jesus, meek and mild, look upon a little child. That's if you pervert the gospel of Christ, you are to be accursed. Add something to it. Well, Jesus did his work and now it's up to you. Well, Jesus did his work and he's done. Salvation is done. Redemption is done. Now, he's going to show it to his people. It's called revelation. It's called life from God, from the Spirit. This song said it. Where was it? I saw it. Jesus sought me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God. I wasn't looking for him. He's looking for me. Now, I'm not trying to be mean about anything or actually try to not get people to do anything, but my job as a sheep is to eat grass. And wander. Because that's about all I'm capable of. It's the shepherd's job to keep me where I need to be. And it's a full-time job. But he's the good shepherd. And his people can go in and out and find pasture. And he finds every sheep that he looks for that was lost, that was his sheep before it was lost, and now it's lost, but it's still his sheep. And he picks it up on his shoulders and he carries it back in. And that sheep is saved because the good shepherd saved it. The good shepherd found it. The good shepherd brought it. And all the sheep said was, bye. Look, there's grass here. I'll eat. There's a reason that I get vexed by people on television. There's a reason I get vexed by people on the radio. There's a reason that I will speak out against what other people preach. Because it's a different gospel. They're adding to it, they're taking from it, and they're doing both at the same time. There is no anathema here, announced or pronounced, to the listeners. But you still marvel, Paul, that you listen. So you might want to stop that. There is no gospel but the gospel of Jesus Christ. He has saved his people from their sins. That's what he came here to do. And now he is giving life and converting his people, helping them learn of this great salvation that he has already purchased. And he will find, call, and convert every sheep that is lost. Every sheep. And that's good news also. Our Father, thank you for this time and this place. Most of all, thank you most for our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Good Shepherd, our Good Shepherd. And that he is saving his sheep wherever they are, and bringing them into his fold. And there is one fold and one shepherd. Thank you, Lord. In his name we ask. Amen.